Hello, and welcome to a Vashon Minute, where we take a moment to focus on one island issue or one island person at a time. I'm Susan McCabe, your host for this episode, where we are going to talk theater and how the sausage is made there. To lead us on our journey backstage, I'm delighted to have as my guests Kate O'Kane and Deidre Witt Dakota, stars of Vashon Repertory Theater's upcoming play, Summer 1976. Welcome, Kate and Deidre.
Thank you.
I am so glad to have you here. This is really exciting.
I'm a little disturbed that we're actually sausages being made in this play right now. I had never thought of myself that way, but do continue.
Hey, you know, metaphors, they fit or they don't. Let's start with the play. What is Summer 1976 about?
It's about female friendships. It's about just the life that I think any woman in the world has probably lived, where you've become fast friends with somebody over something that's happened in your life, the ups, the downs of that, the fun, the laughter. And I'm very lucky to be doing it with a friend of mine. So, Dee, what do you think it's about?
Are you talking about me?
You, yeah, you.
Yeah.
My friend.
You.
Well, still my friend right now. Let's see how we are in, like, you
couple
know,
weeks.
After
yeah.
time. Yeah,
we might never speak again. Just like Diana and Alice. Oh, now you're giving something away. What happens to these two?
Know what happens is, like, what happens in real life is that people come together at different parts of their lives, which is so true, and then sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes then they just go on and move away from one another, and it's sad. And when you think about that, think about all your friendships that you've had over your life, and some you're not friends with anymore, but they were meaningful at the time. That's what this play is about.
It's about memories. It's about the things that you learn from people that maybe you're not still in touch with. I have many friends around the world who I don't speak to on a daily, weekly, even yearly basis. And yet they still mean an immense amount to me. So, yeah, it's that. We often don't get out of rehearsals without a lot of laughter and a lot of tears, which I think tells you everything about this play. Really.
That says a lot. And I like the point, Deidre, that you make, that friendships kind of come through our lives when we need them the most,
mm-hmm.
perhaps.
Absolutely.
It's especially a woman's play as well. That doesn't mean that I don't think men should come, but I think women in particular will resonate with the fact, because you will absolutely have had this friendship at some stage in your life.
Well, and women's friendships tend to be more intimate.
Absolutely.
Than male friendship. By a long shot.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
Yeah. So I think it's an opportunity for men to allow themselves to take a peek into that kind of intimate friendship.
Yeah, they'll definitely get a nice window into David Auburn, the playwright, he's a man.
Yeah.
And did such an amazing job writing a woman's play. Brilliant. I actually don't think he wrote it.
Oh. He may be listening to this. You may have just lost your part.
Suspicions about
it's just so exactly. Yeah, yeah. It is just so well written for women. The voices are spot on. Mm. So yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful woman's play. Every woman that comes, it was going to love it, and I think the men will enjoy it too.
So there are only two characters in the play.
Mm-hmm.
How much pressure is that?
None. It's going to be a
it's
breeze.
Fine. We're doing okay.
It's like everything that I'm terrified I'm doing in this play.
Oh.
Well, we spend a lot of time in monologues, and we also spend time talking out to the audience directly.
And one of us has to do a stupid accent.
Right?
Yes. I wanted to ask you about that. Kate O'Kane, you are a native Brit. And you have had to cultivate an American accent.
Still trying. I'm being told it's okay. There's a couple of words that I'm still struggling with, but I'm getting there.
Can you deliver one of your lines?
I knew you were going to ask me this, Susan. My husband Doug taught at Ohio State, and we had a nice little house.
It is a little Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care where it is, as long as it's not Wigan, Lancashire. So. But yeah, it's been a challenge, I think, to learn so many lines. To Deidre and I have been on a stage with other actors most of the time, so we're both kind of like just on our own together on this stage. So it's really, I think, a lot of trust. But
it's big.
Yeah.
It's big.
So
it's big.
What's fun about this play?
A lot.
Okay.
There's a lot of moments. To be honest with you, when I first think I read it, I read it as a serious play. I thought it was like definitely a drama. And, you know, you read it, it's David Auburn. He's a Pulitzer Prize winner, a Tony Award winner. And you read it and you think, gosh, this is a serious play. We're also doing the West Coast premiere. You know, you're kind of like, whoa, this is big. And then as we got into it together and we were reading it together and you start to understand this character. I mean, there are some lines that Deirdre says as her character, Diana. And honestly, I'm just crying with laughter inside because it's just kind of like this very prim and proper kind of like character who just doesn't get her own humor. And you would be laughing when she says things, but she often doesn't know what she's saying is funny. And then my character, I think, is, you know, she's just kind of a bit ditzy. But yet she's not. She's very intelligent, but she comes across that way. So there's humor, I think, in the lack of similarity between the characters. But there's also humor in some of the sex scenes that Deirdre has within it as well.
Sex scenes?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One sex scene.
You talk about sex a lot.
We talk a lot about sex because that's what women do anyway, by the way. We actually talk about sex probably more than men do.
Yeah.
Just saying.
We're also drinking and having a couple of joints as well. So that's definitely when, like, you know.
So we've got sex and drugs.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll because the soundtrack for the film. No, the soundtrack for the movie or the play.
All right, that's the next thing, darling. After we've done the play, we'll get the movie.
The music is amazing. You know, it takes place in 1976, and the music back then was so good.
Yeah.
And we, and Charlotte and Carolyn, what is
Carolyn Robin?
What is her?
She's sound designer, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
So they've really spent a lot of time on the music. We have a lot of musical interludes and good songs, good music.
We're very lucky. Our stage manager sort of brings music into every rehearsal so we can really get in the mood.
Yeah, it feels really good for us up there to have that music connection too, I feel like, because it helps me get into the vibe, which I really appreciate that, of the play, of my character.
Of the time?
Of the time.
What about women's status at the time affects these characters in their friendship? 1976, kind of early in the feminism movement. Mm-hmm.
In this country, we're like 3 years after Roe versus Wade. These are both young mothers. Mm-hmm. I think we've had conversations about whether they would both have been mothers if they'd had more access to family planning or contraception. So there's something there, even who they are. But also one of them's a housewife and the other one is an independent woman. There's a lot that kind of speaks to where women are in their lives at that stage.
Kind of both of them touching on a broad spectrum of women's status at the time.
Absolutely.
There's a lot for me as well, having worked in sort of gender sort of development stuff for a long time, where, again, it doesn't feel as though that much has changed. So there's kind of a deeply political message that's coming out in it as well. Like, you know, are we still here having to fight for these things? Are we still here with women sort of having to take that place in society? So, you know, I'm very proud that we're sitting here, three very strong women who clearly can speak our minds. But if you think about where women were in 1976, it's a very different world now, but it's still not great.
So, boy, and where is it going to go from here?
Well,
it's quite timely and poignant considering what's happening in our world right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't think when we started working on this play in December, or when that's when I started reading it and working on it. I don't think I would have guessed that we were where we are right now. So the timing's pretty spot on. It's
The playwright, David Auburn, is going to be in the audience for one, possibly two of your performances. Mm-hmm. Does that make you nervous?
Back to the theme, sex and drugs and rock and roll. That is basically how I'm dealing with that pressure right now. So, no, it's amazing, actually. I feel incredibly privileged that we get to do that with him. But we were lucky to speak to him, as Deirdre said. And I don't know how you feel about it, Dee. But
I mean, I feel a ton of pressure. I'm a perfectionist. And especially when it comes to acting. I put so much pressure on myself I don't like that about myself, but I do. I'm working on that. And so the added pressure of him being there is like, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot. I want to do, this is such a beautiful play. These characters are, I love this play. The more I've worked on it, the more in love with it I get. Like, I would love to do this play for a run of a month at least, because I feel like the more we do it, the more we're learning, the more in love with it I am. And it deserves that, you mm-hmm. know? It really, he did such a great job with this play. It is so beautifully written.
Let's talk about that process of how a play becomes or gets on stage from that first reading, the first table reading, to opening night. What is the process that you two have gone through for this play?
Well, I mean, everybody has their own kind of individual process. But so for me, for example, you know, it's really important for me to get my lines down first, and then I can start working on a character. Some people start the other way. But as in terms of the process, as you know, as in rehearsals, we just have been taking it scene by scene and blocking it first, and then getting it on its feet and getting off book. Took some weeks.
For those who don't know what that means, off book means basically being able to memorize.
Yeah, so you're not
your
carrying
dialogue
around the script.
And yeah,
yeah. So this is written 61 about 60 pages of dialogue, two people.
That's a lot.
A lot of monologues as well.
In fact, David told us when we were speaking to him that he originally wrote this play. Well, he originally wrote a series of monologues, and then he put the dialogue around it, which was very illuminating to us because we're like,
sure.
Wow, that's why there's so many monologues, like 2 pages of monologue that you have to get off.
But, and are those monologues directed to the audience?
Yes.
Most of them, yeah.
So that's, what are they called? Is that breaking the fourth wall?
That wall is well and truly broken.
Yes, a lot of that.
Although that was interesting. We weren't even sure if that was the case. So there's been a lot of, in rehearsals, there's been a lot of discovery, which is, to me, actually the most fun part of it all, where the characters come to life, their relationships come to life. And then the other jigsaw pieces, which are incredibly important, come in as well. What is your character wearing? What is the lighting that's happening around you? What are the sound effects? You know, how are you bringing the street scene or the garden scene to life? What does the set look like? And it's been really beautiful within this process to sort of have all those pieces brought together over time. I mean, we're rehearsing at the high school in the music room. So, you know, it's not the setting. And so you have to have the imagination and the creativity to understand where it's going.
Yeah.
And we won't see all of that until we are actually in the VCA theater on, 3 days before we open, I think.
But the set is simple anyway, so it's not going to be anything elaborate by choice.
Do you draw lines on the floor in the band room so that you kind of have an idea?
We like have sort of done that a little bit.
A little bit.
Using whatever is there, really.
Here's the kitchen, here's the playground.
Exactly.
Don't trip over the children.
Pretend to walk down a step here and do some kind of elaborate step.
Yeah, the steps are going to be interesting once we get in.
Uh-oh. No injuries.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what we're hoping for. But it's a very intimate play as well, I would say. And so the fact that there are only two of us in it, it's a small crew that are bringing it together, has been, again, really magical to be able to have all of that sort of happen with us and around us. It's a great privilege.
Yeah, it
well,
is.
Well, and you both are veterans. You both have been around the block in the acting
circle. In the acting circle, thank you, Susan, yes.
Yeah, I don't, you know, we're not going to address those other things. But how has this experience fit in to your previous experiences? Where would you put that in terms of my favorite, my most difficult?
Both of those for me.
Really?
Definitely my most favorite and definitely the most difficult.
I'd agree with that, actually. I think we both put pressure on ourselves. We're both conscious this is a really intense play and also a very well-written and developed play. There's only the two of us on the stage, so it's kind of, and actually we're both on the stage pretty much 100% of the time. You go off for like one of my monologues and I'm off for one of yours, but other than that, for the full probably 2 hours that we're on stage, we're
actually
there.
David Auburn just said today on one of the other radio stations on Voice of Vashon, it's 90 minutes.
Yeah, it's about
no intermission. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna put an intermission in.
Yeah.
Oh, you are gonna have an intermission.
Yeah, we're gonna have an intermission. Charlotte, the director, thought that we needed a break.
Especially in the days where we do a matinee and an evening one. But yeah. I think as well, there is a very beautiful moment where it sort of takes a pause and then we move on. So we will be doing that. But it's a lot. And I think also for the audience, there's a moment there where they can maybe just breathe a little bit and go and get a glass of wine if they want, or mm-hmm. a bit of fresh air, and then come back in. I'm not saying it's heavy, but it is emotional. It's something that I think will speak to people from that emotional side of
view. Oh boy, I can't wait. Yeah. And we are unfortunately out of time.
No.
Folks, this is Susan McCabe on A Vashon Minute. I have had the delightful experience of talking with our two actors in summer 1976. They are Kate O'Kane and Deidre Witt Dakota. There's going to be a lot of sex, drugs, rock and roll, and emotions, folks. You want to make it to this play. And thank you so much for listening to A Vashon Minute. Please stay tuned. You never know what might come next on The Voice of Vashon. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. In flight, afternoon delight, afternoon delight.